Podly dum.
All the cycles.
Podcast.
Leap dumb.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Podlitum. That is Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and there are rabbits that I've never even seen before.
I'm JDB Crump, and this is better than my bed at home.
And I'm Lex Basile Price, and I think what was groundbreaking about my performance is that I infused it with a lot of my personality.
I love a groundbreaking infusion. We are here today to discuss Cycle 19, Episode 2, The Girl Who Cries Home, which predictive text tried to change to The Girl Who Cried Home, which is correct.
Correct.
But that I've retitled The Girl Who Zumbas Like No One's Watching.
And yet, if you're watching, you can become a sponsor by going to anchor.fm/podlitum. One more time, that URL is anchor.fm/podlitum. And we have a new person to shout out, Mary.
Mary. Hey, Mary.
Mary.
Every Mary out there, do you constantly get this 227 reference, or is it just us? Because I grew up on 227. That apartment building was my life. So be just like Mary and go to anchor.fm/podlitum to become a sponsor of the podcast.
You got a dollar. You're Mary.
Do you have a scholarship dollar?
Oh,
you don't get to redeem that unless you win.
The beginning of this episode.
Oh my God.
Says we've never. It feels like it's a new crew that's editing.
Yes.
Look. This episode, the previouslys get a previously.
Yes. Yes. And part of that previously is milk and or cum dripping off Rob's face.
The sexiest. Did we mention how sexy he is? He's like a little brother to me.
Oh, no.
So we get a whole breakdown, in case you missed the first episode, about how this is going to work now. And I just, they explain it so much, and yet it is so impossible to understand.
And poor Brittany, poor gentle Brittany, gets 18 talking heads chopped into one sentence, because this is literally how her summary sentence sounds. The opportunity to model and represent college is going to make this season amazing.
When did she say anything? I guess good, because now Brittany may stay a while. Like,
so we get a breakdown of the scoring, which is that both the challenges and the photo shoots, everyone will receive scores from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who, I guess, whoever is going to give those scores depends on the day.
Who could say?
Yeah. Then after each shoot, they post the photos online. Okay.
Where, when, and who knows?
And the fans score the photos. And here's the thing. What we've been shown so far, the fans are mostly interacting on Facebook, which is a straight like or don't like situation.
Right.
There's no.
Well, we learned
platform
maybe
for scoring.
Maybe. Remember at the end of last season, our finale was interrupted by a scroll. So perhaps at CWTV/Top Model or whatever it was,
I bet that's what it was.
A system where you could like log in with your area code.
Strange to me, because we have talked on this podcast before about how, as a reality competition show, in many ways, Top Model was weirdly ahead of its time.
Sure.
Like the All-Stars cycle.
Right.
For sure.
Things like that. There have been so many shows that figured out voting, that figured out fan voting, and they're approaching it like no one has ever done it before.
Yeah.
Because they want so badly for it to be social media-based voting.
Not texting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If I remember correctly, how I absorbed these photos was that some kind person would post them all on LiveJournal.
Sure.
And there was one that I followed that would put them all. Because I will say this, it is now very easy to get extremely high quality downloads of these photos because they were available on wherever.
Mm. Then we learn that was not previously on. That was previously on 101.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because previously on, Except that lasts for exactly one sentence, and then we're just shoved into the episode proper.
I fast forwarded, like, I was like, oh, we'll, like, pop through or whatever, and then it was like, oh no, we're in the episode.
Yeah. Yep, we're just there with Jesse lying about doing fashion design.
Kiara becomes, for a moment this episode, my favorite. Because Tyra enters the house and the girls start screaming, as they've been instructed to do. And she says, of course it's exciting to see her every single time, but because what's left unsaid is that they haven't stopped seeing her.
Yeah, this is like just a double episode.
4 minutes have elapsed.
She excused the losers and then walked in the house because she still looks the wettest she has ever looked. And we have seen pictures of her in a pool.
Look, Ron Funches was once a judge on Nailed It, and it was amazing. And he said of a bake, how is it dry and wet? And that's Tyra.
And then Tyra, as if giving a little gift to J.W. Crumb, said, this year, it's not just qualitative, it's quantitative. We're talking numbers.
But then they can't even keep the consistent theming, because shouldn't it be grades?
Yep. Yep.
But I also just love that the presence of numbers has convinced everyone that this is objective. It's like there is no source of the numbers. It's like, no, this isn't just what they think. It's numbers now.
It's what they think in you numbers.
You can't hide behind subjectivity now. Like you absolutely still
when all
can.
The numbers are wildly random.
Then we get. And I actually thought for a second that, like, I was like, oh, maybe I've forgotten how this works and it is a grade. It's like A through F, and maybe it's 1 through 100. And nope, it's 1 through 10. The only thing that's not traditionally associated with grading.
Yep. And I'm gonna do my hot take right now. The fan voting should only have been for the battle back that we learn about. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should have been a part of the judging.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I think that would have been a more considered way to go about it, where the fans still get a voice and honestly could course correct, which if I remember the cycle is kind of what happens. We get something that I thought was next cycle, and that's the Tyra suite.
There's this one room. It's real secretive. Show me your secret room.
And then we open up to what is now going to be the reward if you get first photo or a challenge win or a lot of things.
It's just the only thing you can win at this point. They said, no more prizes.
At this
point. No more tangible prizes for you.
No. It's also on theme. It's black, white, and yellow.
Mm-hmm. There is a wall above the bed of framed top model affirmations. And I tried so hard to get all of them. And they close up on certain ones on purpose. And some are almost impossible to read.
I didn't hate the Rise and Smize pillows on the bed.
No, that was cute.
Rise and Smize pillows are cute.
Mm-hmm.
The Tyra wallpaper, though, above the fireplace that is all the bad rejected Tyra male photos.
Horrifying.
Can you imagine, like, that staring you in the face when you're trying to go to sleep every night? I got to get these affirmations out because I did try to write down as many as I could. Smize your eyes out. Gross. Own your beauty and booty.
Ooh.
Be fierce in everything you do. Never dull your shine for someone else. Perfect is boring.
Of course.
Its own thing. And I'm pretty sure human is beautiful as a separate thing right underneath it.
I also saw that.
And finally,
yes,
because this is all about math this cycle.
Love this.
You plus your flaws plus awesome equals flossom.
It would be you flossom, but whatever.
Also, why? You could easily fix that enough to be acceptable by saying you're awesome plus your flaws equal flossom.
Yep.
Why you plus your flaws plus outside awesome, outside indiscriminate awesome.
This is because last cycle, Tyra said, you know what I loved doing? Telling Sophie how ugly she was.
They also get a 9 West closet that also has a dream come true and Smashbox cosmetics.
And this very closet. Normal, down-to-earth Laura wants us to know it's just like a small boutique.
In my small town, this closet looks always empty. And that is because they have hung up tiny mini skirts on a very high rail.
Yes.
So there's just giant negative space.
And then there is an exchange with an unidentified contestant, which is maybe my favorite thing that happened this episode. Because Tara, to introduce this new concept, says, "This wouldn't be a college edition without something special." And someone replies, no idea who, genuinely. What? Principals?
It was my favorite.
And what's so funny about that, beyond the obvious thing, is that's not even a college thing.
Nope.
They're deans.
Or presidents.
So good.
Laura also, super relatable Laura, also drops that they have to share the room with somebody.
Sure, sure does.
Tyra doesn't say, so I wonder if later that was something they added.
Also, Laura refuses to say dream come true.
Nope. Not gonna do it. Not gonna
respect it. Respect that choice, honestly.
She's like, that's tacky.
Mm-hmm.
Tyra has the key to the Tyra's.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I have to get this out. I need this. This is my only release. I need this.
Do it.
And then when she has to continue to address the contestants, does not put it on one of the thousand surfaces they could have put it on. Does not have a hook.
How big is this key, JW, would you say?
I know exactly how big. It's the size of her clavicle. Because how Tyra decides to...
Oh, are we measuring keys like we measure horses?
Mm.
What? Oh, do you not know how we measure horses?
No, I've never measured a horse.
In hands.
Oh.
A horse is yay hands high.
Mm. Is this the Hello Kitty apple?
Yes. One key is a Tyra clavicle.
Yeah.
So she has to wrap it around her pink undershirt strap, and then it just hangs there atop her bosom.
Like Kyle's secret shoulder bird.
I said, the key is too big. Work.
You could have put it anywhere. You could have put it anywhere.
All in favor of introducing the concept that each challenge winner gets the possibility of $10,000. Trust Tyra. Tyra is going to put it in the bank for you. Okay?
They're going to. And because it's college theme, it's scholarship money.
Everyone gets their own very real, very trustworthy bank account. But you only get that money if you win the entire cycle.
And this is where I wondered if that $100,000 cash prize is a possible $100,000 cash prize.
I also wondered that because it's confusing. It doesn't say on top of the $100,000,
nope.
Which is what you would want them to know. And plus, this isn't a show where you steal. You don't eliminate people. It's not the challenge where you get the money from the person that you eliminate. So there could just be someone who wins who has zero challenge wins who just gets either $100,000 or nothing.
Or zero.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know how scholarships work where you get that money, but if you don't graduate college, you don't get that money?
What?
It just shows Tyra doesn't know how bank accounts work, how scholarship works, how money works.
And also, I'm sorry. Why add this?
I don't know.
There was already so much newness.
Tyra heard Kelly book it or bank it, and she said, great. Book it, bank it, or book it and bank it, because now she is doing that.
It's just like you've already incentivized the challenge win, because it can help determine whether you stay or go.
Right.
And also, I was about to say, you've already made the challenges more important than they've ever been. And plus, personally, roommate part aside, winning the privacy of a room
best
is
prize.
What I'd want.
I do feel sad that they have to bring a friend.
Agreed.
Maybe can the key be my friend?
It's big enough. To give this house credit, this backyard, now that we don't have all those people in it, is it.
Yeah.
It feels so much more backyard than normal. It feels so much more lush. It feels so much more chill. It feels so much more... Did you hear my accent?
Chill.
Chill.
It feels like when Kiara is relaxing by that pool, I was like, yeah, that looks really relaxing.
That deck is
you
really
look relaxed.
Nice.
Yeah. And cute chess set. I love this.
The net chessboard.
So this is when we learn Laura Drop Maria was 12 in high school, 16 in college, and 20 in grad school.
And I think Maria is not currently in college.
I also assumed that.
Because she says, I already received my master's.
Master's.
So unless she's going for a PhD, which you'd think she'd mention.
I think what it is there some, like, she has basically finished all the work that she has to do. but hasn't yet graduated, even though she's graduated, is my guess.
She says that she is the inverse of Tyra, because Tyra went to Harvard after she had a modeling career, which is technically not wrong.
No, she did go. She did visit the campus.
She did go to Harvard.
I think Maria is always threading a fine little needle of saying stuff that's true. Maria seems like the kind of person to me that can't say something that's not factually accurate. It's like kind of not in her.
Mm-hmm.
She can't lie, but she can lie by omission.
And I love Jesse going, can we just play checkers with the chess pieces? And I said, you absolutely can.
I'm too high. Then a strange thing occurs, because Victoria reveals that her only friend, and maybe lover, is her mother. However, she didn't bring any pictures of her.
Seems
because
strange.
They don't show up in pictures because they're vampires, like Hannah said.
If you take it back, she starts by saying two normal things. Victoria's 18 and she says she's never had a boyfriend. Okay. Fine. You've never had sex. Okay.
Hey, you're 18. Cool.
Yeah.
Fine.
And then she thinks, and then this is the turn that Lex just mentioned. The mom, she thinks, is the only relationship that she'll ever need. And I wish
get all the satisfaction of a relationship that I need from my mom. And that's what we call bad parenting.
Very bad parenting.
And I wish I could put Laura's reaction in a little crystal and wear it around my neck, because Laura immediately dead eyes ahead and it's like, don't, Laura, don't engage this. No, you're a Colby, Laura.
Act like it.
But now I think of Laura as in the House of Colby, as in the drag race family.
Great.
Great. Victoria sets this all up. I'm sorry, we blew past it, but she said, I've always enjoyed the experience of having the online college.
So you never have to leave your mother's side?
And what's interesting is when she's not talking, Victoria seems like she's genuinely trying to befriend people. She seems interested. I thought, and who knows how the cycle is going to progress. I do not have memories of this cycle. I thought she was going to be like, wow, I'm so glad I'm getting this experience because I am here to make friends. And then we get this weirdness.
And then to continue the weirdness,
yep,
a noise occurs downstairs.
That we will never hear.
Never hear. We just have everyone just referring effects. To it.
Yeah.
And then Victoria says she thought it was an earthquake because she's a Georgia girl. And I had to
tell that to your accent, baby.
Yes, yes, yes.
Beyond that, half of my family lives in Georgia. Earthquakes are not a thing.
But I think that's
what
she actually
means. That's
what
I think she's saying in a roundabout way. Yes. Is it like, oh, because I'm in California and I've never been here before, I assumed it was an earthquake?
Yes. And that earthquakes are just sounds. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I had to go look it up because she fucking said this. I had to say, okay, well, in 1991, there was an earthquake in Georgia as a 7. There have only been 4 earthquakes in Georgia. Thanks, Victoria. But yeah, I think she was trying to say, like, well, my mom warned me about California and earthquakes.
And earthquakes.
And I heard a sound, liberal earthquakes. And so it must be an earthquake. And then as all of the contestants run to the stairs, we cut to the new opening, making it seem like the new opening is the noise that
came
they
in.
Heard downstairs.
And if that were true, I would have loved it.
Well, look, this to me is the saddest part of the episode, because this could have been such a good opening.
Yes.
This had so much potential, but there just isn't enough of it.
Well, we also don't see their names.
Don't see their names. Is everybody in these credits?
I don't think everyone is in these credits.
Let's talk about the opening credits.
Yes. The theme is t-shirts.
Social media fluorescent paint t-shirts.
Tyra is wearing one that says, Ub the Judge.
Ub the Judge.
And it makes her chest look so weird.
I did like the one that just says, I'm trending.
I like the one that is not even an emoji. It is a, like, emoticon of a winking cat.
How neither of you have said that your favorite is blog about me.
I wish one had been the text with the shrugging hands.
Yes, the reason I didn't see blog about me is because it was on Yvonne, and I thought it said big about me. Because that is the way this show would have done.
Uh-huh.
I will say, the music itself, I quite like this remix of the theme.
Yeah. I do too.
I prefer it to hard rock.
I think it fits the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just hate that we don't get our names. We don't get their names.
Mm-mm. Nobody gets their individual moment.
Nope.
It's so fast. And then Tyra felt the need to add in sexy times with Rob Evans.
Why?
Why is she making out with him? Also, they stacked 5 wigs on Victoria's head in this opening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Although, as we will see, she does have a lot of hair.
Well, you can't cut it because then vampiric powers.
Then we're back. We're back and we meet the step team. Iota Phi Theta.
Some of these moves are pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing Tyra knows about college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is step.
I'll never be sad about seeing stepping, though.
No, I'm not mad about it. It's just a theme.
That jump rope move was cool. So fun, though.
It was cool.
Yeah.
And then Rob Evans enters and says, congratulations. You are all now officially models.
When they aren't. And as we get everyone to talk about how attractive Rob is, Brittany comes out as the hero because she will have none of it.
Nope.
He also tells them to go get their faces and dresses on, basically.
Because they're going to Hollywood. And he makes it seem like this is happening soon, except they don't leave until it's full nighttime.
Yep. Where they head to Club Eden.
I appreciated that Kristen described Jonte as a super cute guy.
Yes.
Because this seems like the kind of character that they would have normally edited in a talking head that was like, there's this weirdo.
Aww.
Sure. Is his name Jonte or Jonte? Have no idea because Rob doesn't know who this is.
Can I please read you a review of Club Eden, which I believe is now closed?
Is okay. At one point, this looks like where they did the, I think it's not, but they made it look like where they did the In the Dark runway with Amanda and Narelle falling.
No, I think this is different.
Okay.
This is from Thrillist from 2011.
Fantastic.
It's very short, but it's so funny. Just launched from the team behind East, Crimson, and My House. Eden is a bottle service club that comes off more like the fanciest, scariest ski cabin ever, with an all-wood interior, a tree-laden outdoor patio, soft black leather banquettes, and cocktail waitresses that, quote, sexily tease the socialite elite in silk gowns with lingerie underneath,
what?
While the non-socialite elite crowd around the main bar asking if they have any specials.
Wow.
Yurks. So
that's the whole review.
I mean, this place looks sticky.
They also enter. It is, what, 1:30 in the morning, earliest,
seems
by the time
like
they get
it.
There?
And they enter and a song is playing. And the song is a Jonte song.
Ooh.
Called Tiger.
Nice.
His full name is Jonte Moaning, spelled M-O-A-N-I-N-I-G. Or M-O-A-N-I-N-G.
Jonte, I was like, that's even odder.
I'm sorry. If that is their real name, that is a wild name. Jonte Moaning? How would you jauntily moan?
Oh, now I want to try.
Just like boxing happily.
But yeah, we don't know if that's actually, if it's Jonte or Jonte, because Rob seems already wasted.
Yeah, he does.
Uh-huh.
But Jonte does have the receipts. Choreographed a Beyonce world tour among
Freakum dress choreographer,
many, many other things.
Also was a dancer at the Janet Jackson Super Bowl performance.
Does not know how to command a group unison answer.
No.
Because
also doesn't
social
know how to describe voting.
Also doesn't care to learn anyone's name.
You're all sweetheart to Jonte.
Rob has stolen the Tyra sweet key. And is bestowing it on the challenge winner.
Who will be whoever struts and dances the best on the runway.
Never has a challenge been less clear in what the objective is.
This all feels like it wasn't planned.
Yeah, and we've jested, mocked in the past things that didn't feel planned. But this actually felt completely pulled out of their rears at the last moment.
Especially since they've done this before, but well. Because mm-hmm. we did get Amanda and Narelle and Heatherette.
Yeah.
And that's what this wants to be.
They're just wearing their own clothes that they brought.
Mm-hmm.
There's a suspended ring.
Nobody else in this club is watching this. No. Everybody's like living their lives.
Yeah.
So it's just for whatever you think. Chante keeps talking about engaging the crowd, but there is no crowd to engage.
No.
It's just right. engage me, Chante.
Yes. Are they walking? Are they dancing? Are they posing? Are they getting in the ring? Are they feeling like an orchid? Are they... Who knows what they could be doing?
Who knows?
And Destiny gives away this game
yeah.
by saying, no matter what we do, we're going to look like hoes.
Yeah. She's not wrong.
You're just going to look drunk.
Yeah, that's really what this is. It looks like you're drunk at this club.
But you know what? I do not care, because when Brittany gets in that ring, she serves.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Spins in that circle, because we're all waiting. When you're watching people that casually move it aside or get smacked in the face with it, oh, like yeah. poor Leela.
That sweet and sound effect when Leela just goes, whoop.
We're waiting. You're waiting on someone to do it. And I'm going to say, I did not expect it to be Brittany, and I was so glad, because she does it so well.
And not slutty.
Mm-mm.
Not just camping.
Fun. Cool and cool.
Yeah. Though Kristen gets a butt blur.
I guess that's the true theme of this cycle, is blurred butts.
And also, I'm going to say, is giving Clark vibes.
The meanest thing you've ever said about anyone.
I know.
But also, Kristen is told, should have kept that butt blur. She gets the worst advice I've ever heard. Because skipping ahead, she pulls down her skirt because she feels it right up.
Yes, as you would.
And then... they're like, shouldn't have done it. And you can see Chris mm-hmm. to be like, well, no. I mean,
Chante says a designer would fire you for life.
CW, when you say they say, Chante is there giving critique, and Rob Evans is just there kind of leaning on Chante going, yeah. I love Laura's little tippy tip mom steps. Like mm-hmm. there's stuff on the floor that she doesn't want her toes to touch.
Well, this looks like it's covered in lube.
I was about to say, that's probably exactly what happened.
She's like, not my 9-mile shoes.
Maria does a little kick and then almost slips.
The cut to a dull man not watching Maria just to emphasize that Maria is not doing well. It's so funny. You know that person watched that later is like, is that me? Was
this
I there that
is
night?
Not OSHA compliant.
And then Yvonne makes a very strong choice. Ring is not a ring. To Yvonne, this ring is a bar you rest on while you do a leg up and another leg up.
And then we get Alyssa's best quote so
this
far.
This was my backup quote.
Because of the kick, Alyssa says, my skirt wouldn't let me and my mama never taught me to.
And she is, I've never, like this for me was not slut shaming. This is a poor decision, Yvonne.
It was just odd. It just looked odd.
Well, because it looked like she was intentionally like, look at it.
It was like very like jaunty old lady. Like, yeah. Look at my leg.
But also, it was directed fully at Rob.
See, or Jaunte, who's judging.
Okay. Still, it was literally afterward, she's like, and what color was my dress?
It was like she heard the challenge as who can lift their leg the highest. She was like, oh, I got this.
Done.
No, it's like it was like, you know, that whole thing of like, and what color was the man's handkerchief? And you're like, there was a naked lady in that photo. But it was. It was like she flashed her full business to that whole side of the room. And then it was so
I just loved it because it was weirdly aggressive.
It was so aggressive.
It felt like an attack, like literally like a move in like Street Fighter.
In Street Fighter.
Can I just say that one time, so I want to let everyone know a little insight into how gently prudish JW Crump is.
Yeah.
Because what you just described, Lex, of the whole, oh, I didn't know what color the handkerchief yeah. was because there were boobs in my face right. or whatever. There is this person on TikTok who is always shirtless, always thirst trapping, and legitimately one time posted the thing, and then the first comment was like, I bet you didn't even notice what color the teddy bear was. And I was like, oh, I did. That was the only thing I was looking at because it was such an interesting teddy bear.
It was a good teddy bear.
It was a great little blue teddy bear. And that's a fun color for a teddy.
But guess what? It's Victoria time. Victoria, look, Tyra called it.
You having to prepare emotionally to talk about Victoria is so every fun time. To watch.
How do I feel about her? I don't know. I'm excited to work through the journey. Tyra said it. I gotta give Tyra credit. She says, you milk every moment. And that is true, whether she's talking, moving, observing, crying about her mom, whatever it is, she's gonna take it. Yeah, because there's a walk, there's an attempt at the ring, there's a Charleston salsa hybrid that is once again directed right to judges.
Yeah. Like, bet you didn't know how I did. Bet you didn't know I knew how to do this.
Oh, did you assume my mom and I did ballroom dancing together? You were right.
There's always too many women in the room.
And then she calls her own performance groundbreaking. And part of me wonders if she did actually chip that runway somehow, because she seems to mean it later on in a very literal way.
Sure. I also think she because does. She had earthquake in her head, maybe she thought.
Maybe.
I'll say this, though. Of the many facets to Victoria's personality, aggressively assuming she won stuff was not
my guess.
Piece of that the puzzle one. I knew we were going to get. I actually thought, I was like, oh, she's not going to be that competitive.
Maybe it's because even though she was homeschooled by herself, her mother would still be like, and who got the best score on the test? Victoria!
That's right, she's always only ever been number one.
Then Jonte didn't know who any of these people were.
Really? Sweethearts their way through a lot of
didn't
people.
Love that. Mm-mm. Also, later, I'm going to spoil this. Later, everyone gets individual scores. I don't believe that Jonte did it because didn't know their names. I also don't believe Rob did it because he's blacked out.
Yeah, I have no idea who scored this.
Devon wins.
Yeah.
Right before that win, Jonte wraps up his feedback by saying, so that's my feedback on a couple of you. And then they applaud.
Also, This is happening now that the club is empty. So last call happened, right?
Mm-hmm. It is empty. Laura's doing the narrating work.
Yeah, she's trying.
She's like, we're sitting around having a great time. And then they show us the footage of these women sitting slumped over in an empty club.
Well, that's a theme. We're constantly just sitting around having a great time, and then something happens.
Because did y'all think that we'd seen the last of Patrick?
I was shocked.
Right before Patrick's entrance, which I will agree was unexpected and unwelcome based on the contestants' reactions.
Look, if Patrick entered the club at 4 a.m. and you had to listen to him, you would also be like, no, thank you.
Agreed.
We get a glimpse at a Victoria makeover rap.
Yes.
So early.
She can't stop talking about breaking ground.
She broke it. She broke the ground.
I'm Patrick from YouTube's The Platform, and I have a little surprisey for Yuzi.
This would be so annoying.
And Alyssa making fun of Patrick later is hilarious.
We thought we'd seen the worst of Tyra Bales before.
Little did we know.
Just sit there and have a YouTube personality yell it at you.
Because here's the thing. Again, recontextualizing. Let's say Patrick pre-recorded the Tyra Males. And for each Tyra Male, it was Patrick reading them. I would have been okay with it.
Yeah, there's kind of a social media-ness.
In a fashion girl say kind of way.
Yeah.
But the live singing Tyragram?
And it's never worked. Live Tyra Males have never worked. When Tyra does them, they don't work.
No. Then the word art of hanging and kill the shot. Oh,
why
we're murdering
only the
you?
Violet ones.
So they go back to the house. And
not
the scores...
before Alyssa says Patrixie.
And the scores are publicly posted, which I forgot about and is the worst.
Yeah.
Differing opinion. I remembered and I love it.
For drama, sure. I was just like living that experience in my head and I was like, ugh.
Oh yeah, but I will say, if they were like, what is a new, from a producer's mindset, if they're like, what's a way to get some conversations going?
Getting people worried about things.
People talking, stressed, talking some people relaxed, some people this, that, and the other. This was a smart way to do it.
True.
And so we get scores from 10-4.
Wild.
Only the winner gets a 10, Yvonne. Mm-hmm. Brittany and Nastasia get 9.
Obviously.
Darian, Kiara, 8. Alyssa, Victoria, 7. Maria, 6 by herself. Lila, Laura, and Destiny, 5. And poor Jesse Kristen at the 4th place with 4.
I love it because it's the two most opposite vibes. Yeah. On 4. Right.
Best butt, blurred butt.
And the front spacing on these names is wild. Sometimes they're spaced differently. Yep. For no reason.
Someone mistyped.
Yeah.
The jars of candy return. So many jars of candy.
Good to have some classics.
And y'all, Kiara is out of pocket here.
This whole thing is so stupid.
But I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. She's totally in the wrong the entire time.
She says that Destiny got such a low score because she looked like a stripper. Mm-hmm. And then Destiny correctly is like, everyone was bad. This whole thing was bad. It shouldn't have been done.
And later on, she's talking it out. Destiny is, because she feels rightly insulted.
Yes.
And everybody else, including Jesse, who witnesses every part of this interaction in a hilarious twist to me.
Jesse witnesses everything, apparently, that's going on in the house. Everything happens around Jesse.
Also, Jesse, who has a lower score, so should be more upset.
Oh, no, she's just happy to be in a kitchen.
No, not a kitchen, a unpainted nook.
Well, we move from the kitchen to the nook.
Yeah, but at a certain point, like...
But everybody is very much on Destiny's side. They're saying that it's a strange thing for Kiara to offer. Kiara is lurking in a butler's pantry? What is this room?
It does feel like she found a secret passage.
Yeah, she clued her way into this room.
And, like, slinks it, like, wraps her head and then wraps her leg around. It's a great entrance that she was clearly waiting to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Kiara and what she said and how she said it to Destiny originally was bad. No, none of us are going to disagree with that. I do think at the start, the first half of this interaction, Kiara felt like she was approaching it calmly.
Sure.
And saying, if you need to talk to me about something I said, I am open to doing that. You can say that to
but...
me.
But
the initial approach is that Kiara walks in with, oh, you misunderstood me energy, which Destiny did not do.
No.
It wasn't hard to parse.
And then Kiara confirms in talking head that Destiny did not misunderstand her.
And her defense of basically, well, we were all thinking it, is a choice.
Kiara's giving big Robin vibes.
I don't know. I don't disagree with what y'all are saying. I just think I don't think Kiara, from my watching of this, meant it to be quite so pointed. I think she babbled. I think she said something bad. I think then she was caught off guard by just how much Destiny was upset by this and talking to everyone about it when Kiara was not in the room, overheard that, approached it.
I do think that she truly did not intend to be mean.
No.
I think it's probably like sort of an athlete mindset where I want you to point out the holes in my game kind of deal.
She babbled because she can't dribble.
But to walk into the room and act like you're not being defensive when you have entered the room in order to defend yourself is disingenuous.
Yes.
Yeah. And look, it's always a bad idea to say you misunderstood me, even when the person did. And I'm not saying Destiny did. I'm just saying it's not the best way to go about it. The best version of this that does not happen is Kiara going in and being like, I'm sorry what I said made you feel bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry
I did
I hurt
not,
your feelings.
I absolutely did not mean to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, the switch from constructive criticism to instructive criticism, amazing.
And Darian, by the way, the entire time could not be having more of a ball telling Kiara off.
Yes.
That's the thing. I trust Darian already. And if Darian's on the side of Destiny.
Well, also, your version of telling her off is, okay, I'm gonna try to say something. Oh, you're very defensive. You know what? Never mind. Good night. Oh. Don't you tell me good night. I tell you good night. Other people don't tell me good night. I tell them good
night. Kiara has completely gone off the deep end when she's coming after Darian being like, oh, I guess I won't deal with you.
And I think she did not anticipate walking into the situation and being like alone on the one side of the room.
Sure.
And that was when the defensiveness kicked in. But also you could have just waited to approach her one-on-one then.
Yeah.
You could have followed your own advice. Then we cut to Victoria doing jazzercise outside.
Talk about a palate cleanser.
Doing exercises that require a step, but she didn't want to use the steps of the house.
No. But you know what? Sometimes you have to get a little physical activity when you're feeling such a weird and confusing conglomerations of emotions.
Fantastic. Perfect television from start to finish. And then Laura reveals that she doesn't care one little bit about not pre-revealing her makeover, because has a head wrap scarf ever been so loosely wrapped? The no. Blonde peeking out all over her head. It's hilarious.
And against that tan.
Laura's like, hey, just so you know, I don't go home this episode.
Whoa. Laura also doesn't know what the majestic jackalope is, because when they arrive at Animal
this awful
Art
room of taxidermy.
Taxidermy and studio rentals. She is so confused.
Rightfully so.
Oh yeah. What are we doing here?
We've all heard of a jackalope, though.
These judges were not properly briefed by Tyra on what this show is, because first we had Rob saying, congratulations, you're all models now. And then we get Johnny Wujek saying, well, welcome to your first official photo shoot as finalists.
Johnny here to calmly and pleasantly correct people. I'm an optimist, and I will
and a realist
say that you're finalist.
Johnny's hat says smize.
Love
and
it.
We're getting real loosey-goosey with the title of photographer this episode.
Look, I know. Photographer? No, I don't care. Shanae Grimes, I am such a huge fan. And honestly,
JW,
honestly, if one of you
face
looked up a bad thing about her,
I will
just tell you good stuff to even it out, because Shanae Grimes is lovely. Shanae Grimes?
The face and posture and gestures of a diva who is going into the fifth solo in the song. It was great.
I did not know that I would get a Degrassi The Next Generation alumni, yet also one of the best ones that has ever been, one who's won a Gemini Award for her appearance. And also, she was on Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model, Cycle 8.
What?
Because for a while, photography was a thing she was really trying to do.
I mean, she was very interested in fashion. Yep. I just don't think she's a photographer.
No.
I think she was literally trying a new thing, because she even says, in the moment.
I love when they show her portfolio of shots, though, and you get that classic black and white shot of just boots.
Yep.
Sad boots. Boots.
And JW, I am shocked. Shocked. You have not brought up.
I'm still going, to be clear. To be clear. This train is still on the tracks,
Let
y'all.
Let him live.
Her most important credit is in Picture This with TVs.
Yep.
Ashley Tisdale.
Absolutely. Was going to get there. You took my moment for yourself, and we love. We're going back, though. We're going back. Her Wikipedia includes the wildest sentence, the wildest combination ever. On December 20th, 2019, Grimes announced on her Instagram page that she had become an American citizen and now holds dual Canadian-American citizenship. Grimes is an atheist. As if they are related concepts. That she was like, great, now that I'm American, screw God.
She doesn't believe in God.
Until they gave her the citizenship.
And as she is here, 90210, a show that I did watch but don't remember a lot of, men. Top Model has had a lot of 90210 alum.
Did Tyra just think it was the same show from when she watched it?
Did she think it was Gossip Girl?
I just don't think anyone from Gossip Girl agreed to do the show, and that was your main problem.
Ah.
Why does Nastasia have to tell us what this photo shoot is? Why don't we get a description from the director or the photographer?
Because it was made up on the spot?
And my biggest question. Okay, so they're all going to be taxidermy animal heads. They're supposed to bring animal energy, but none of them is assigned a specific animal. So, you know, open to interpretation. The way this works is basically like when you put your head in the hole of a picture at like a fun farm, or when you go to Ben and Jerry's. It's that energy.
I've never been to a Ben and Jerry's where there was
fun. No, when you go to like the main Ben and Jerry's location.
Oh.
They have a thing.
The way it's said Ben and Jerry's. Was every Ben and Jerry's store.
That's right.
You get but to be people, Ben and Jerry.
The people who have been to Vermont know, okay? The weirdest part of this whole thing to me, because you cannot see their bodies. The bodies are fully blocked by a wall, is that all of them have to wear American Apparel, quote unquote, flesh-toned bodysuits.
Yeah.
For absolutely no reason.
And someone was making them wear high heels at some point because everyone also has kicked off shoes. The assortment of Apple boxes that is behind this wall.
It's as if they're doing one of those everyone's the same height parties where everyone gets shoes to equal out everyone's height.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Look it up. Everyone gets platform heels and everyone like ends up being 6'3" or whatever.
That would be really harrowing for me.
You're just on like three stacks of shoes.
Yeah. Lex gets to have flip flops or whatever.
Yeah. I have to be in constant lie.
Just walking around knees forward, actually. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Johnny doesn't know the trap that is ahead of him.
Oh my god, it's so good to watch him discover it, though.
Victoria in a conversation.
His and Sinead Grimes' face.
What a perfect silent duo.
They can't even get like a huh in.
Nope, no time.
Victoria will tell you what she's eaten, where she's from, what her mom's doing.
That's how you know that really happened.
Uh-huh.
Well, I am falling in love with Johnny's presence on the show.
Yes.
I thought it was
such a nice refresher from Jay.
Yeah, and honestly, with people like Rob, that I just can't imagine we'll ever find much positive to say about, it's such a nice breath of fresh air that one of the new folks seems welcome. Mm-hmm.
Isn't here to make them feel bad.
Invested in making them better models, maybe, and giving clear direction.
We'll even allow Kristen to get so much makeup on his shirt. Because he pulls his sleeve away from her sweaty face, and there is a big blotch of foundation on his shirt.
When Johnny is talking to Nastasia, he calls her a little firework, and all of us had the same reaction.
At least he didn't call her a little plastic bag.
Oh, I loved your accent came out when you said that.
Big. I did it to give Johnny one little knock. Mm. I didn't love that he tells Alyssa to channel her inner Indian.
Yeah.
Because that's her school's mascot.
Yeah, I was, again, tiniest credit, at least it was coming from that place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not good, to be clear.
But not as bad as it could have been.
No. Yeah. Just was a misstep.
Yeah. Johnny just shouldn't have learned these mascots. That's the main thing. Yeah. Why did he learn these schools?
Too invested.
He's the one listing all facts.
He would have remembered Illuminata the whole cycle. Laura's here to try it again. My dad used to be on the TV show called Dynasty, but my roots are a small town girl.
You've never heard of it, I'm sure. No one's ever heard of the show.
I love that Laura is always trying, though. I love that she's trying to create this narrative that's impossible to achieve.
She says, if I could stick my butt in the hole, that'd be great.
Oh my God. I want to imagine she was so high that she did.
Yes.
And they're like, no, you can't. Jesse, oh, you can't.
No, oh, Jesse, turn around.
Your butt won't even fit in that hole. It's so tiny.
Shanae Grimes will take pictures of shoes, but not butts.
This is kind of a cool way to do a beauty shot, which they never name.
No, but I like this concept, actually.
I do, too, especially because it means we're not going to get any weird hands in the beauty shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Back at the house, Victoria is already sobbing.
Oh my God.
Before picking up the phone.
Before entering the booth.
And Darian went from potential favorite of the cycle.
Oh my God, I love
to
her.
To absolute favorite, when she starts by saying, look, there's nothing wrong with being weird. Let's call it Darian. But this is next level.
What I find incredibly weird is her mother seems uninterested in her.
At the very most generous, she's not fazed by this.
No.
And then when Victoria says, what are your words of encouragement?
Oh my. I figure she gets new ones every day.
Oh.
Like she wakes up and they're like written on the blackboard, you know?
But this phone call, in my mind, changes this narrative a little bit. Not from vampires, they're clearly still vampires, but yeah, it changes it that maybe Victoria's mom is like, yeah, let's go to Top Model. Like, she didn't want to homeschool her. She didn't want her to go to online college. And the mom's like, oh, freedom.
She also, when she is giving those words of encouragement,
oof,
says, keep on pushing, armor of God always. And then Victoria says, yeah, did you see my photos online? The computers have been terrible. I saw the other one.
I love that. I love her being
my
like,
favorite.
No, the internet's down.
I've got to wash my hair.
Something's in the oven tunnel.
Then Darian very kindly, in my view, gives her a 5-minute warning.
Uh-huh.
So she is not taken aback.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria's sobbing out, they knocked on the door and told me I only have 5 minutes more with you.
As though she is dying. Yeah. As though her mother is being killed.
Yep.
And then the editors found every footage of someone freaking out about this. I don't know if these clips are even in the same universe, because I think most people have decided, and this phone call was the moment, oh, this isn't fun crazy.
This is scary crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Kristen, who thinks it's hilarious.
Well, Kristen's going to bully her about it. She's like, thank you, ammunition. And then she'll swing at me, and then I'll have a reason to punch her back.
Kristen's the first Top Model contestant to be like, maybe I can get them to punch me first and they'll get eliminated.
Look, I'm not going to start any fights, but I'm going to finish everything. Unwelcome discovery.
I wish, listeners, you could have seen Lex and me react the exact same way and fall out of frame.
Apparently, we're going to get a Tyra Rob photo tangentially related to the main photo shoot every time.
And Tyra looks, remember how we said at the end of last cycle with Sophie, it didn't look like Tyra?
Yeah. Mm.
Same treatment is done in this photo.
Yeah.
It's a bad, weird photo.
And he's doing nothing. He seems held hostage. To give Rob a little credit, his bad modeling is doing this. Because he's so disengaged constantly, it looks like she's like, oh, Rob, let's pose. And he's like,
yeah,
all
there's
right.
A part of me that's like, did Rob want to do all of this? Also, we see this photo. If you haven't seen this episode, you see this photo for 2 seconds. Mm. It is a quick cut of a thing.
She's like native-esque, like an anima. Like, it's very weird.
I like that the models are in 3 tiers or 3 rows.
Sure.
I think that looks nice.
What doesn't look nice is Tyra's new part, because
the hair is not any less wet or crispy.
But it also is not flipped all the way up over her head. So part of it is just limply heading back down.
Well, and also this like Boskov's Tinkerbell hybrid nightmare that she's wearing.
Where was this? There was like every slit in this dress.
And it had no bottom.
No bottom.
Tyra says that the judges are going to judge. Sure. And I think that the phrase, the first fragrance from America's Next Top Model, sure is confident.
It is so nice to see everybody's panel room fashion again.
Agreed.
Oh, my
Especially
goodness.
Because there is a world in which they all had to keep wearing the college t-shirts. So.
I thought the exact same thing. I was worried about that because I was like, ugh, they really introduced that hard earlier.
And Brian Boy is on their own little pedestal all by their lonesome. And at first I thought, do they get a seat? And then, yes, they did have a seat.
Thankfully, yes.
Thankfully.
And is attending a social media funeral. A little veil, a little black veil.
And social media's funeral.
I loved it. I know this. I know that Brian Boy is not seen as someone positive in the Top Model fandom. I've heard so much about, like, no one's more useless than Brian Boy. And I'm not disagreeing with that. They're fun to watch because they're silly in the right way.
So sure. Far, yes. Especially because I'm like, I don't know what anyone could do with this position.
No. And they're technically not a judge. They're just the voice box of the fans.
Yeah. They're a correspondent.
Truly, did Tyra put this ADR through a vocoder?
What is going on?
I'm glad y'all noticed that too. I was afraid something like happened to my episode.
So weird.
Also, did Tyra know they weren't going to be getting a desk? Because I don't think she would have chosen that dress if we're just sitting on chairs.
We get another explanation. That still does not yield any useful information.
No.
When we're told that fans at home scored each photo 1 to 10 and left comments. There is just, the more they try to make it official and objective, the worse it gets.
It's like forcing the attractiveness of Rob. It's in that same...
Yeah, the more you insist on it, the more you see the cracks.
Yeah. Also, he's literally wearing just a pocket tee. Because if you didn't know, he'd... could care less to be here.
I have a genuine question for the two of you. Do you think we always, because it's our show, she's a big part of it. She always seems like a big part of the creative decision making of Top Model. This is the first cycle that some of these things feel like they were forced upon Tyra.
Mm.
And she is struggle busing through them.
And I guess that's why they brought in Brian Boy. But the problem is everything they do to make it seem more clear or make it more sense just makes the show and Tyra look more like they're floundering.
Yes.
And that they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
First up is Yvonne. Oh, and just so you know, every time they walk up, they are accompanied by a little quote that's seemingly from... Because now
the Deaninator?
Now that gone are the name dash area code. And now we just have names. So love Yvonne. She's everything. I would want to see her in a college edition Top Model. Well, she is in it. I don't deaninate her.
I think the spirit was she's everything I'd want to see in a contestant of college edition, which makes no sense because what do you want in that? But
so her eyes are going in two different directions.
This one, to me, of all of them, feels the most photoshopped, filtered to death.
Yeah. Mm.
There was something very CoverGirl blasted about this photo.
Yeah. And yet, they didn't photoshop out the seam of the mounting board.
Oh, yeah.
And this font choice, because they write everybody's names like it's their species.
Like it's been wood burned in.
Yes!
Why wouldn't you just do a fake plaque?
Yeah, because they also, like, what's wild about it is they could have... There's weird lines, extra lines here. Why would it not be like gold? They've made a wood plaque on a wood background.
On wood. Wood on wood.
But it looks like it's slightly fucked, like they used the clone tool or something.
Well, I think the person doing it wasn't ready for some of these to be angled. It looks way less worse on the ones that are straight on, which I thought was going to be all the photos.
You'd think.
But turns out you would. Some get to do whatever angle they darn well please.
Shanae likes to do an angle, JW. She's trying things.
Does she zag?
I don't hate this photo as much as the judges do. I kind of like the mad vibes.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm. And I like a strong brow.
Yes. Her eyes are fully in two different directions, though. One is up and one is to the side. These fan videos are trash, though, because this first video...
I did not
video,
remember this. I thought it was just quotes. I did not remember
this. This is
videos.
One of the only things I did remember. This
Yvonne's fan video is from someone who saw our first original promo image of Podlitum, where JW Crump wore a fashion snake around their shoulders. But they're all these people are trying either the most or... not at all.
I will say,
and it's
later Popsicle Girl is everything to me.
Fan of the week, can't wait to get to her. It puts the contestants in this really weird position because Tyra gets to make fun of the fans.
Yes.
But the contestants have to be grateful for every single fan interaction, which puts Yvonne in the position of being like, thanks for voting to this clearly unhinged human.
Who's like 13?
Yeah. I also think, and I know both of you are going to agree with me because it's the most obvious thing in the world, that after cycles of anti-bullying messaging, clumsy as it was, to just let people openly bully these models.
And that's, oh boy, we are about to get, yes, it's a terrible message and it's about to get worse.
Yeah, but also because Tyra, we know, reads every comment. This is something she does. So she's almost saying like, this is how it is done. We read all the comments and we take it in, and sometimes we feel great and sometimes we feel like garbage. And that's just how it goes.
Oh, Tyra.
Kiara's next. Quote, not a fan of Kiara. Anyone who refers to themselves as a tough chick usually isn't. Natalie. Which makes me think it's former contestant Natalie.
But also, did she put a little bio somewhere?
Maybe. Who knows? Who can say?
I guess they have a profile you can look at, is sort of what it looks like when we see glimpses. I don't know.
Not a fan of the photo. Also no. Not a fan of what they did to her hair.
No. Well,
also, the hair is crooked.
Yeah. It's a real blank face.
Brian Boy learned from Jonte to not learn these contestants' names because he just calls her Kara.
Look, every pronunciation is massaged. They just have a fashion accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a Filipino accent.
No. It's to make everything sound as fashion and glamorous as it possibly can.
Kara.
This is Glamourly Speech Edition.
But she just looks really lost in this photo.
Yeah.
Also, I realize what I'm saying is going to sound stupid. It makes this cheap wood background look cheap and wooden. Like, there's no, at least.
But it also does, unfortunately, if they get it wrong, it looks like they're about to be guillotined.
Yes. The hairstyle's not helping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess they've also, we haven't talked about it. I guess. We can talk about it now and we can go back.
How the scores are happening, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. I wrote, I'll say, so what happens, because we're not going to get private panel. That is old. That is high school.
We'll miss you,
that is not what
panel.
We're doing. But now at the end, Kelly's going to give a score from 1 to 10, then Rob, and then Tyra. That way Tyra can manipulate this to her whims.
And that Rob never has to think for himself.
And
has Rob ever said a number other than 6? I know he probably does in this episode.
He does. I would say 90% of the time, he literally says the same thing as Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. Or like to be the nicer one.
If you were going to do this, and I understand wanting to switch up judging, even though I disagree. But the way these numbers are tossed off, and there's no thought given to them, where you literally get the reading of, give it a 6.
Yeah. Yvonne was 666, number of the beast. Because rightfully, I'll give them credit, they don't know what the standard is.
And then Kiara, who seems to get really bad critique, gets 778.
Yeah.
And so you're already like, wait, what is happening? And this continues because there's no way to edit enough footage in to justify the scores. I firmly believe that if we could watch this completely unedited, the scores would make more sense coming from the judges.
Maybe.
But we do not have time for that.
Nope.
I think it would make more sense if they scored during private panel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the other problem is that it really reduces suspense because you kind of know where everybody's scores are already.
Especially we know the challenge scores. So if a bad challenge score gets a bad score, I'll talk about the slightly more mm-hmm. complex math of the social media scores in a little bit and why they are useless. But mm-hmm. we know who's going home, and they know who's going home,
yes.
the contestant, when it happens, because you can tell by their body language.
Also, how are you scoring these from 1 to 10 when you haven't seen everyone else's? So it makes more sense for you to see all the pictures and then go like, I give this one a this.
Yes.
If they had ranked them similar to the challenge, actually, in a way.
Oh, it'd make way more sense.
Yeah.
So Kiara got 778. Jesse is next. Jesse, spelled correctly, is playing it safe in this photo. Sometimes it's about taking a risk. Luis.
And I mean, this photo is
why nothing. So soft? It was so funny to me. Brian Boy will read a social media assessment of Jesse's photo, which is, why so soft?
I don't know. It's not the worst, though.
It is kind of nothing,
It's nothing. But I'm saying, I think her face is interesting looking.
But how does Kiara get such a better score when it's essentially the same issue?
I think Kiara's is worse.
I don't disagree with you.
And then Jesse's scores are 4, 5, 4. Half? This is half as good as Kiara's? I disagree. Yeah, it's kind of nothing, but I don't think it's as bad as... It's not the worst, by far.
I don't think it's the worst, either.
Laura is next. I like Laura's. It has a different expression and angle. Genevieve.
Said like a new enemy was formed between Lex and them. I think she looks really pretty.
Yes.
Sure.
And I think she looks prettier in the photo than in person in the way that you want a model to.
I agree. I think it's a fault of the photo and the photographer that it's very overlit. Because they're like, oh, look, you're looking in the light. And Rob's like, oh, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And then it's like, yeah, because the light was in front of her face and she looked at it. Mm-hmm. The one thing, it doesn't necessarily look like animal head guillotine for me. Because yeah. It looks like she's already looking up into heaven's light as they're about to chop her head off.
But it did give you a story.
Sure.
And that story was small town girl who is definitely not rich off a dynasty residual.
Also, the way this font and the wood graining, it looks like her name is Lana.
Launa?
It does kind of, actually. Anyway, 898.
Launa.
Yeah, 898.
This might be, just so the listeners know, we're obviously playing around with how we're going to talk about these numbers. I'm already so bored with saying these numbers because it is a pain.
I'm so bored. Because they're nothing. These numbers are nothing. Maria's next. She looks like she's getting ready to play football, like she's ready to hit someone. Sandy.
And Jacob G says that Maria has a $10,000 shopping spree bag under her eyes.
Working a little hard there.
Jacob G, too much.
This is a nothing photo.
Let me say, the only time I've had some like fun with Maria is being like, oh, that's not my best picture.
The back talk. I'm Ooh. In a normal season, this would have sent her home.
Yes. Yep.
But she's like, oh, my challenge score wasn't that bad. So maybe.
So let's leave it all out here, you know?
Then,
that is, I hope we get that. I hope people who come in with a challenge score of 10 or 9 just start back talking.
I hope so.
It's like having immunity on a different show. You're like, no, I'm not going home. I'm going to do whatever I want in this panel room.
But the way Kelly approaches it, it's as though Kelly is now in charge of picking the photos. Because she's like, this is
your best photo.
Like, Tyra's too busy. Maybe that's what. It's just, she's too busy. Okay? She's got lots of things. Kelly, you do pick the photos. Rob, rub my feet. Brian Boy, read things. Johnny, sit there.
That's what social media world is saying. Yeah, this is a very third from bottom photo.
Yeah.
It really is. That's exactly where I'd have placed it.
And also, she got no styling. She just got a big bun on her head. Leela's next.
And this is where we get... Is this the video to end all videos?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
this is fan of the week.
But the duo actually does it for me because the male presenting person in this video is trying so hard to give a real, thoughtful critique. And beside of him, eating a banana yellow popsicle, is a friend, lover, who can say?
Roommate?
Enemy?
There are some foods that you would think it is not possible to gnaw on. A popsicle being one of them.
Half-eaten popsicle, too.
Because it melts. Like... But this woman, this heroine, has figured out a way to gnaw on a popsicle.
And she says
nothing.
And let me
Why is she there?
Let me say this.
She's a star.
Let me say this. This means that this was one of the best videos they received. Release the rejected videos, top model.
And look, Tyra tries to cheapen it. She tries to make it sexual. No, ma'am.
No.
This is not a sexy popsicle. It was a little rodent somehow chewing on melting ice.
Yeah, if you told me that was just a piece of mango skewered on a stick.
Mm-hmm. Believable.
It would have made more sense.
That's what it was fine.
Yeah. I wish it was better, but I think it's pretty good.
For as much as they praise it, I wish it were better.
I like it a lot. It's my favorite of the ones we've seen so far.
Agreed.
Because for sure. Of these, and we'll get a couple more like this, I like the ones that have a more weird pop art personality to them.
I agree.
Well, and we've said this before. This is a shoot that I think is the better for a little camp.
Yes. Yeah.
This is one that didn't need fierce to me.
She got a good, a cool haircut or a cool hairstyle.
The lip color.
Oh, like her
she
skin.
Also has like gray eyes. Very pretty.
And I like the kind of like, expression of just like, she just, if you're going to go with animal heads, right? She just like heard it and then bam, I guess. If we're being vulgar.
Yeah. No, I think
but it gets tens across the board.
And then, yeah, if you were
everyone else,
Leela, you'd be like, have to do any. It doesn't matter what social media says this week.
Darren is next.
And this is where we learned that they're not going to censor out the overt racism.
No, they saw last media. Season.
And they're like,
that's interesting. Let's start the conversation.
Because apparently social media hates her braids.
I didn't realize this would happen so fast.
And what an impressive answer she gave.
Yes. To say, okay, well, if they don't like him, give me a new hairstyle and I'll rock that.
I'll rock that too, because she's not going to let them have it.
Yeah.
But also, her braids are great.
They're gorgeous.
This is also a good picture.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Like, easily one of the strongest pictures, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And it gets middling scores.
Yeah.
Fives don't and sixes for no reason.
Oh, and Tyra says something so gross of perception is reality. This is the next person, Brittany.
Yes.
Tyra goes, perception is reality. If they think it, it's their truth. And that is I have such a bee in my bonnet when people use therapy language and weaponize it to justify bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it so much. And someone taught Tyra truth in this way. And now it's going to make Brittany cry.
Shitty of both Tyra and the show, because it really feels like they picked a person at random to sacrifice on the altar of social media, because I am sure that for any of these contestants, you could pick something super positive or super mean. They all have all of it because that's how the internet works.
Right.
And we will see later that Britney's fan score is fully average, right in the middle, not at the bottom, not at the top, but not even in the bottom half. Like, she's doing fine.
Above average.
Yeah. So to act like the fans hate her and she needs to learn a lesson about how she's coming across when there's nothing she can. What do you want her to do exactly?
Well, according to Mom of Two Boys, which is the fucking quote that the Mom of Two Boys, I was going to go for Britney until I heard her speak, did not like how she came across. Also,
oh, cool. Sexism about women's speaking voices. Great.
What the fuck are you like? Okay, Mom of Two Boys.
Also, it's Britney. We've heard Britney speak. She probably was so nice and normal.
Yeah. The photo.
And I think the photo is kind of funny because the expression is like, oh, you killed me.
There is something camp about it.
I don't think it's the top photo or anything.
No, but to me, it's top half.
I do love the idea of a really annoyed animal.
Yeah.
It's like this is where I ended up.
Yeah, just
over
like
this fireplace.
Tacky house.
And then Kelly gives it a 9.
I actually, and I know she doesn't deserve it for me, I'm going to give Kelly a little credit. I think she felt bad.
Bad. I think she did feel bad. Yeah. She's like, is this what I do?
It's the...
Was the real learning moment for Kelly?
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Social media held up a lens to Kelly and she's like, oh no, am I a mom of two boys?
Oh my God, I did make that video about Louise. Take it down. Take it down.
Oh my God, Lex, you're so right. Also, this is the only time that Rob will not be tricked into just voting with Kelly because the scores are 9, 7, and 6. Rob gives her the worst score.
Because she's not sexy. Kristen is next.
Who the internet apparently foams at their mouths over.
And you know what I'm very angry about? I agree that this is a very good picture.
Yeah. It's a good photo.
I'm so angry about it.
She got a good hairstyle too.
Yeah.
She got a cool one.
And it's very interesting that it's, if you thought about this for 5 seconds and this was mounted, it wouldn't make any sense because she's looking straight to camera, but at the side. But it weirdly works really well.
And it makes her neck seem like a million feet long because it looks like she's like, whoop.
Yeah, I love her lips in it. I just, it's a solid photo.
Kelly says that sometimes it's just a pretty girl, not a model, and then gives it a 9.
I wish Kristen had literally been like, yeah, right?
Yes. There is no screening process for these videos. We've clearly figured out.
No. Also, you're going to put a video up during Kristen's panel? She'll be like, uggo. Hate him.
Kill yourself.
You know, give me a computer. I'll fix them.
I haven't tried cyberbullying yet.
Leaves no marks.
That's the only on your soul.
This is the lesson Kristen's going to learn from this. Is like, I can cyberbully? That's efficient.
Oh, can I just do that from the social media room? Get ready, Brittany.
Oh my God. Next week, Brittany gets a video and it's from Kristen.
It's just like various spellings of Kristen. Kristen with 2 I's. Kristen's with 2 E's.
Kirsten. They just also never worked. All right, Alyssa's next.
See, Kristen, bad contestant to just watch on the show. Great for podcasting.
Yeah, great for podcasting.
I actually really like Alyssa's.
Really?
I think it's interesting. I wish it went one step further camp, like if her mouth had been more of like a circle or something.
And her eyes had been even bigger.
Yeah. But yeah. I think from like nose up, what a gorgeous human being.
I think she got nothing in the styling department, though.
Yes. She got her own braids that she
That's soccer game day.
Yes.
And she had those in other clips, and I think Alyssa did this.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a compliment. Like, they look cool, but they're not big and poofy like everybody else's.
They're not fashion.
And the range of scores are wild. I feel like at this point, going forward, as we already are bored about the scores in this first episode, it's not so much that we need to say every score that every judge gives. It's just like, are they consistent? Are they so high, so low, or 5, 9, and 6?
Yeah, this is the one that apparently Kelly and Tyra just are on different pages about.
Victoria is next.
And look, Rob is laughing because of the hairstyle.
Yes.
That's a big part of it.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
Because this hairstyle is Toad from Mario Brothers.
Well, I guess that's why they didn't have time for Alyssa, because that must have taken like 3 hours.
Well, because Victoria just kept talking and they were like, well, I guess we'll just keep doing it more.
To watch Victoria in a situation where she's not supposed to talk is fascinating, because that mouth is just getting chewed on.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like Catherine Hahn in this photo.
That's kind of. I get that.
It's the lips.
I think that her face and the expression she chose is fine, though. I just think this looks like such a silly photo because of the hair.
The
hair is wild. She's the only one that gets a nice video about her.
Yeah. I guess popsicle one was nice. It was just distractingly popsicled. Then we get hero image, a photo that I think is amazing. And that's Nastasia.
From Agni. She gets a comment from Agni.
Agni! This is the most camp!
This one is great. I love this photo. I think this is so funny.
It's like a cartoon. It's great.
Yeah.
She's like, did you see my hair?
And I love that they gave it pretty high scores. I was like, okay, 8's great. Yeah. I was afraid they'd be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Too fun.
And finally, Destiny.
We get a gorgeous emphasis from Brian Boy reading the comments of someone on the internet. I did not write the name down.
It's Cyrus.
Said, thank you. Cyrus says, Destiny is the weakest for me.
For me?
And talk about zero styling.
Ready to wear.
Bridesmaid.
Also, her head is so tiny.
Well, I think it's because the hair makes her look so tiny compared to everyone else. Destiny looks like that if these were all from a character avatar creator, she's the default to start with. And then you get to select all the fun and stuff you get to from everybody Nastasia. Else. Yeah.
There really is nothing happening in this photo.
They gave her a cool lip color, and that's the whole journey I went on.
And yet she still gets better numbers than Jesse.
And once again, this is the problem, because you already know who's going home.
Right.
Yeah, and Jessie's arms are so crossed because she knows what's coming.
Of course she does.
Because they try to do this thing where right now they don't reveal the average social media score. So the idea that they're purporting, which is just not true, and is probably not going to be true most of the time, is if your social media score is so wildly amazing, it could save you. However, and I'm going to, like, it depends on the number of votes, but just mathematically, most of the time, if any number of, a large number of people vote from 1 to 10, you're going to get closer and closer to 5.
Right.
Because that's just how averages work with something like this. I was actually surprised at the range we did get from 4 to almost 7. Right. Honestly, that was shocking to me.
So instead of private panel, we have fan score total.
Oh, Lex, that was very well done.
Thank you.
It's funny, GW, that you bring that up, because thinking about it, you're, of course, absolutely right. But I'm like, I'm bought into the show enough where I'm expecting these wildly disparate social media scores because they're making it seem like this is going to be the deciding factor. And then you see what they all are and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It should have probably been the mode of the fan scores, not the mean.
Mm.
Because I think that would have been more indicative, right? If most people are saying like 8, 9, and then you've got some like crumb bums that give her like 2 and 3.
That hate everything.
That hate everything. That are going online and being like 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 or whatever.
And just picking their favorite and giving them 10 or whatever.
Exactly. It, it would have actually made these make more of an impact. Could have saved people that like.
Yes.
And that's why I said it should have been only a battle back consideration.
And then I think it would have been fine because with that, these numbers being so close together would have actually been suspenseful.
Correct. Yes. So instead we just get Leela, the first call out, her fan score was 5.4. That's not great for the first call out.
But she got 10, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, she got 40 points.
But we're also not going to say, I think that's why we're not saying the fan scores out loud.
No, 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 no. I am impressed and surprised that they make every effort to show us every score, though.
Yeah.
Because even some people, like when Brittany comes up, they don't give her a full screen, but they made a custom Tyron that shows all those scores. So they are
until
committed.
We get to the final two.
Yeah, they're committed to showing us.
It's arguably most important, potentially.
Right.
Yeah.
So Nastasia is second call out with a 4.6. And then Brittany, who they shat on so badly,
because the fans hate her,
has a 5.3, which is 0.1 under the first call out. And 0.7 more than the second?
And literally Tyra says something to Brittany that's not even worth repeating. But then Brittany's like, oh, I've okay, now I know what's
oh,
happening.
Oh, I got it.
I got
okay,
it.
Okay, okay,
I got
okay.
It. Cool, yeah, cool. Yeah,
this
yeah,
means
yeah.
nothing. Great. Then Laura with a 6. Mm-hmm. Then Kristen with a 6.7.
This was the only one that was, because that is actually so much higher than should be possible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So people truly, and we like this photo too.
Yeah.
But people truly love this, or Kristen has bullied enough people into voting for her.
Kiara, a 4.3.
Yikes.
Which is, spoiler alert, the lowest score.
Mm.
Not altogether surprising, though. It's a rough photo.
Yeah. Yvonne with a 5.8, also pretty high. Alyssa, 5.1. Victoria, 5.2. Darian, 4.9. And Maria, 5.1. Which leaves Jesse V Destiny.
Imagine finding Maria more likable than Darian. Well, I guess that's racism.
Well, yep, they don't like her braids. And the show doesn't realize what was just said.
Mm. I can't believe the show. Like, that's...
How could they not know? Well, this like, is... this
racism 101.
To be fair, they told Yaya the same thing.
Understanding social media, though. It just betrays this complete lack of understanding of social media.
They just think people are speaking truly truth. Truthiness.
Mm-hmm. True, because it's theirs.
Perception, reality, truth, yours.
Captions crunch, so plain.
Oh, it made it one word, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rather
it,
than
it,
so,
it almost felt like a yogurt brand, so plain. Yeah,
so plain, which so plain argument, it should have been so small on screen because the photos are
itty bitty.
Well, you gotta make room for those great big numbers.
Flipping number RNG.
I forgot that we got Biggest Loser style random number generator.
This is the only good part of this.
Agreed.
So stupid.
And Tyra's just given up another role because now she's like, oh, I'm not even going to say the person.
Nothing. So Destiny stays with a 4-9 fan vote, and Jesse leaves with a 5.37.
That was cute, Lex. It was cute. You could edit it out. You could edit this out too, but it's so cute. Jesse weaves.
Widow 5.37.
Also, she gets double decimal places for some reason.
Oh, see, this is another way you could have made this actually suspenseful, is if you were like, the bottom two will come down to the fan vote.
Yes.
Oh, Hannah Jane, that is so smart. It absolutely would.
But it like doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's so smart. Y'all, we got to produce Top Model. It's so easy to fix everything.
That means Jesse was fifth place in the fan vote.
Which I'm going to say, I don't agree with that now.
That's
but
high.
Yeah. Sure.
But still.
And then Tyra still has the photo in her hand. Why?
Imagine if she was like, all right, Destiny, go over there and touch screen your photo.
She like reaches in and it's like, boop, comes out of the photo. Or maybe Brian Boy gets to hold it. Can Johnny hold it? He hasn't done anything this episode.
Oh my gosh, it starts printing.
Oh, Johnny's like, I'm not coming to judging anymore. Oh, you're just here to be mean to everyone? That's not what Johnny Wujek does.
Miss USC, holla, cool.
Jesse finally comes down from her high and realizes, like, I was on Top Model.
Am I okay?
I wish he was like, hey, I should have come fifth place.
And then we get a captions crunch.
Uh-huh.
For a sentence that never happens.
Yeah.
Because caption says, just over music, nothing else is going on. I have some news for you. The competition is not over.
But there's no footage.
Nope. There's no voiceover?
What ghost is telling Jesse this?
Maybe that's what, like, maybe it's a record that plays subliminal messages in the end credits.
Look, captions is also very upset. Captions voted, and they're very upset that Jesse went home.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. If Tyra had announced this out loud, because this should be a big moment, but for the first time in Top Model history, the journey isn't over yet. You will still participate in every photo shoot, and the fans will vote one of you back. What a big moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Jessie's not the one to do that for, because she is not that emotional about this. And that's why I think they truly saved it. I bet
she's an architect. She has a rom-com heroine job.
Yeah.
And she is so high.
This is a great time to go into her update.
Perfect.
Do y'all know the famous video meme she's a part of?
No.
Get ready. Okay. So her name is Jesse Rabidou.
Great name. Real stoner's name too.
Yeah. He actually did a lot of acting. It's kind of in that realm of BuzzFeed video and that sort of thing. She was featured in two particular ones that I liked. 12 Things Short-Haired Girls Know to Be True. And then Everyday Struggles of a Tall Girl. We did learn those two things about Jesse. Look,
that was a whole movie on Netflix. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real. In a sequel. As of 2020, she signed to Brand Models and Talent, so still modeling. And she's modeled for places like ModCloth.com, Strut Magazine, The LA Times, Stylebook, TurboTax. Wow. And then Iconic. So she does a lot of eyewear stuff too. And then
sure,
Bearcat Ingenue Lookbook.
What?
Which sounds like a board game.
Bearcat.
Bearcat Ingenue. Ingenue?
Ingenue.
Ingenue?
Yeah, I but the thing is, okay, so it's spelled I-N-G-E-N-U-E. Is that Ingenue?
Ingenue.
Okay. From in my head that started with an E, but that's me and my dumbness. So she was got pretty internet famous because she was on the new version of Let's Make a Deal.
Okay.
And she's known as the Let's Make a Deal friend zoner. Now, I think the concept of friend zoning has some toxic qualities to
it. Absolutely. 100%.
Yes, it does. A lot of women can't say no.
Mm-hmm. 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 However, if you were going to ever use it aptly, this is the video for it. It's too long for me to play the whole thing, but look it up. Please just look up Let's Make a Deal friend zone. It is a 5-minute long thing. She comes up with a guy. They are going to play the game. They are going to be contestants. You know it's her because not only does it look like her, but Jesse is a big name tag, right? Sure. And the host asks, how long have you been together? And the guy says, 6 months. And she says, we're not together. I'm single. And this gentleman's face looks like someone actually ripped his heart out.
So it's that part of The Simpsons where Lisa rips out.
You can pause and see the very moment that the heart breaks. And then you think, oh, that's it. How awkward and terrible. It just keeps going because then they both move to the side to start having a quick discussion. And he's like, well, it's complicated. She's like, no, it isn't.
Same person from top model.
But what if she has been telling him this for 6 months?
Look, I'm not saying that he is in the right and she is in the wrong. I am saying that this keeps going and going. And the host does not know how to get out of this. And then they have to play the game together. Because that's just their intro. And this, I've never seen it as it seemed like two people were on such different pages. And again, to be clear, I don't think she's doing anything wrong here. Mm-hmm.
But it's the disparity.
It's the biggest. It's you, when you watch it, no matter whose side you're on, your whole body will blink into a cringe. It's amazing. This is I didn't remember her at all, but this is a memorable first boot, I think.
I think,
you know.
Well, she made a big ass impression.
Right. She would not have been my choice to go home first.
No.
But I'm also not outraged about it, so it's fine. No.
Kind of the perfect first boot then, honestly, because it's like, oh, I like that person, so I'm a little sad they left, but it's not like a crime against modeling.
It's not Kristen or Victoria.
We gotta keep them around. If Victoria had gone home first,
we could have ended the podcast. We just skipped to cycle 20.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Top Model could have used more stoner contestants. It's good energy.
I did have fun talking about Jesse for these past two episodes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she got a lot of screen time in a fun way, not in a
exploitative way.
We just have to give her screen time because we know she's not long for the competition way.
Right.
And I guess part of that might also, I mean, we're not, just so y'all know, we're not going to necessarily look at the webisode stuff if it's even available. But, you know, to my understanding, and, you know, listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, I think there were kind of like not only the photo shoots, but I think there were like little behind the scenes webisode stuff that happened. I could be wrong about that.
I did not prepare myself for having to deal with fan racism in this.
Nope.
It just gets dropped too. Just dropped.
And I'm gonna ready myself for that going into the cycle, so it's not awful every. It's not a renewed sense of awfulness every single time.
Yeah. I really thought it'd be a lot stupider.
But if you're stupid, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast.
Please,
we love hearing your stupid hot tea and your stupid hot cold takes.
Sure.
You can also reach out to us at podlitum.com. Our stupid website.
Or stupid.
Send us a stupid email at podlitum@stupidgmail.com. We won't get that though, because that's not our address.
Mail in our stupid PO box.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming, being stupid.
I'm putting up stupid photos on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm giving stupid video energy on TikTok at JW Crump. Okay, I lost my accent halfway through and then tried to regain it back. Ooh, it's been a long two episodes, y'all. We're back in it.
And be sure to use the hashtag #StupidPodLatum anytime you talk about us.
Please do. Do it.
Love
we
it.
Deserve it.
So for PodLatum, I've been Lex Seal Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
I'm J.W. Crump.
And we'll see you on Top Stupid.
Podlitum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.